Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Well, this is becoming a regular thing now, isn't it? As college football games are back in action, we are seeing such an incredible phenomenon. Entire crowds, entire stadiums, chanting in synchrony, F Joe Biden. Folks, I've never seen anything like it. In the first video, we were talking about how it's organic, it's a natural phenomenon, most likely it's gonna continue to grow, especially as negative sentiment towards this absolute potato continues to grow, and that prediction was spot on. Not only are we seeing the trend continue, but it's growing. It's happening at more and more football games. It's also continuing to happen at the same stadiums, week two, except this time, it's bigger than ever, and in two cases specifically, it sounds almost like the entire stadium is chanting F Joe Biden. So I'm gonna show you guys exactly what's going on, more viral moments, and I wanna link it to some other topics as well. We're gonna play the contrast game like we always do. Let's compare what's happening to Joe Biden in terms of these PR nightmares compared to the favorable PR that Donald Trump continues to get. We'll make a connection to the woke NFL, get woke, go broke. We've got a lot to get into, but before we get into any of it, please make sure to leave a like, a comment, subscribe, share the video as much as possible. We're still shadow banned by the YouTube algorithm, hidden from non-subscribed viewers. And with that out of the way, let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so the trend continues. Take a look at this. We are talking about thousands of people in synchrony chanting F Joe Biden. The trend continues, folks. Joe Biden cannot get a single win. Joe Biden is being soundly rejected, soundly protested across the country. When it comes to Joe Biden, it's always the same question. Where is Joe Biden? Where are the Biden voters? Where's Hunter? Where's Kamala? A lack of presence and a continued decline. Meanwhile, on the Trumpian rocket ship, let's play the game of contrast. As Joe Biden is being booed, he's being heckled, as stadiums filled with tens of thousands of people are chanting F Biden. Here's the standing ovation that Donald Trump gets while doing secondary commentary at a boxing event.
Wow. He's got a big future, and we're just honored. Thank you.
We want Trump.
That's what everybody's saying in the audience. I don't think I hear that back home. Everybody's screaming right now. People are going nuts. This is a main event in itself.
Pretty much the entire crowd is chanting either we love Trump or we want Trump. Well, pretty much everyone except for maybe this guy. The entire stadium is just going nuts for Mr. 45. And let's really put things into perspective. You have Joe Biden, who is carried by nearly every single celebrity, shilled for on Twitter 24/7, every single media outlet, social media outlet, social media company, working overtime to protect this potato, and the guy is still sinking. Joe Biden is so weak, so feeble, so incompetent that even with the scaffolding built around him, with the entire media complex surrounding him in all directions to keep him standing up, he's crashing through all of it with no sign of possible redemption. The guy is done. And I really don't get what these massive corporations, massive media companies are doing, investing in these failed ideologies, investing in the failure that is Joe Biden and the Democrats. I mean, what's the speculation? They're investing in a stock that continues to crash. They're jumping on a sinking ship and continuing to bend over backwards for the woke mob that destroys everything that it touches. Sticking on the concept of football, it's the same thing. You see where the football fans are at. You see where sports fans are at in general, but especially in football. Then why is it that we're seeing the NFL commit to woke messaging for the 2021 season? The NFL's administration iterated to the media this week that the 2021 regular season will continue to advance social justice like in previous years. NFL players can wear social justice messages on their helmets again again this season. And It Takes All of Us and End Racism will be stenciled in the end zones for the second straight year as part of the league's Inspire Change platform, or more like Shill for Democrat Causes platform. The league will also bring back the Say Their Stories initiative, and for the first time, each team will highlight its social justice work during a regular season home game in week 17 and 18. According to Front Office Sports, the league may even embrace what some critics call their woke message more in 2021 than in 2020. This includes a renewed commitment to play Lift Every Voice and Sing before games, which is colloquially known as the Black National Anthem, as we previously reported at the Postmillennial, committing to this woke ideology that does nothing to advance any type of progression whatsoever in society and continues to divide Americans. I mean, you know that's an accurate statement when even Bill Maher says that the left is embarrassing him and blasts the NFL over the Black National Anthem.
To me, when people say to me sometimes, like, boy, you know, you go after the left a lot these days, why? I'm like, because you're embarrassing me. That's why I'm going after the left, in a way you never did before, because you're inverting things that I'm not going to give up on being liberal. This is what these teachers are talking about, that you're taking children and making them hyper aware of race in a way they wouldn't otherwise be. I mean, I saw last night on the football game, Alicia Keys sang Lift Every Voice and Sing, which now I hear is called the Black National Anthem. Now, maybe we should get rid of our national anthem, but I think we should have one national anthem. I think when you go down a road where you're having two different national anthems, colleges sometimes now have, many of them have different graduation ceremonies for black and white, separate dorms. This is what I mean, segregation. You've inverted the idea. We're going back to that under a different name.
I mean, isn't that interesting? For years, they've been calling you a racist for being opposed to CRT and leftist indoctrination when it comes to race, identity politics in general, shoving racial woke politics into the brains, into the minds of our youth to make young children view the world through a prism of race, a lens of race, to view themselves as oppressed or oppressor, to continually harp and focus on the negatives in society instead of bringing people together under one banner. Ideas that are so clearly counterproductive, so clearly negative, so clearly defeatist and focused on victimhood and victim mentality that even a leftist thought leader in Bill Maher says it's gotten so out of hand, it's embarrassing him. Frankly, it's not just embarrassing Bill Maher, it's embarrassing to Western civilization as a whole. And you know what? That is actually the perfect segue. This is in fact a Joe Biden video, so let's try to get back on track. Speaking of an embarrassment to the United States of America, Joe Biden continues to be exactly that. Getty captures Joe Biden pulling down his mask to shout at someone in the crowd at the 9/11 ceremony. I mean, this guy is so blissfully unaware, it is incredible. Everyone's there in silence to show their respects, and Joe's probably yelling, I don't know, some incoherent nonsense.
True and international effort to pressure
across the memorial event. And speaking of him being blissfully aware, here is Joe Biden getting trolled by a bunch of kids wearing Trump paraphernalia, and Joe doesn't have a clue in the world. Take a look at these pictures. The guy literally has no idea what's going on around him. We've got one kid with an I'll Be Back t-shirt, a Make America Great Again hat, and a Trump hat, and Joe just pulls his mask down and has absolutely no idea what's going on. But really, the only question that I'm asking myself is why any self-respecting parent would let their children even within a mile radius of this creepy old man who has a history of doing exactly what you know he does. Frankly, he was probably too distracted by his demons to even notice the Trump paraphernalia around him. But once again, a public relations disaster for Joe. The reality is, he's not there. He's an empty shell of a human being, and that's exactly why the Democrats picked him. They picked an old geriatric near octogenarian, completely losing his cognitive function because they could control him. And speaking of that exact notion, just the other day I stumbled upon this little video accidentally. Just take a listen, and maybe, just maybe, everything that has happened over the last 2 years might actually make a little bit of sense.
And what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, mm-hmm. looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine with that.
I mean, I don't know if you guys are thinking what I'm thinking, but there's no way that's a coincidence, right? That's what I got for you guys, though. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to leave a like, a comment, subscribe, share the video as much as possible. We're still shadow banned by the YouTube algorithm. I gotta get back to work, though. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.